On today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour, we'll be talking all things fitness boutiques. So think more of your smaller type studios, really specific on a certain format or a certain workout. But we're going to tell you what to expect, the reason that it may or may not be better than your big box gym. And we'll give our own experience, both positive and negative, on different places that we've tried, not just in Indiana, but around the country. So let's get into today's show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Before we get started, let's introduce our special guest. Lauren has a sister. They are super close. I'm looking at them. They look alike. So I'll let Amy give a little intro about herself. And it's always good to have another opinion on our show. So we thought we'd invite her here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, my name is Amy. I am Lauren's older sister, 13 months older than Lauren. I am very excited to talk about today's topic. I personally love the boutique fitness industry. I think that it has a lot of pros. I'm happy that I'm going to be giving the perspective as the client and not the instructor. I think that it's really important to know what you're going to expect when walking into those, because at one point in time, it was my first day, and knowing what I know now, I would love to share that with people so they feel comfortable and can go in there and have an awesome workout and feel a sense of community and love the place that they're going to.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have my sister on, and you're going to definitely be able to give like a unique perspective, because Katie and I, it's hard for us to see any fitness field outside of being an instructor, because that's who we are, but you are a participant, so it'll be fun to talk about this. Let's start with what to expect when you go to a boutique. Now, just to kind of clarify what we mean by boutique is, like Katie said in the intro, a fitness boutique is a place that it's only probably going to have one or two, maybe three types of workouts. You know, it's going to be very, very specialized. You know, think about SoulCycle, Orange Theory, Pure Barre, those types of boutiques. So what to expect whenever you go into a boutique? It's going to be a lot smaller. The classes are going to be anywhere from, you know, 5 to maybe 30 people. The instructors are be more in tune with any sort of modifications that you need, hopefully at least, because that's one of those things that you should expect. A big thing to note that if you're thinking about trying out a boutique in your area, a big thing to note is that you can't just walk into a class. So, Katie, how do most of these boutiques run their classes?
So most places, from my experience, use an app called MindBody. It's an app or a website. Not all, but that's definitely a common one. But the idea is that you reserve your spot ahead of time. So what Lauren means is, yes, you can typically pay like a drop-in fee, but usually you need to sign up ahead of time. So just anticipate having at least, you know, 15 to 20 minutes beforehand. But if ideally, you know, you'd stop in sometime during the week or call ahead of time to reserve your spot.
I'm so glad that we're telling your listeners this, because I will admit that was the one thing I did not know. Before I started going to Pure Barre, I went to Lauren's class, HIIT exercise class. And I remember being like, yeah, I want to come to your class and I'm just going to show up. And she kind of had to tell me, well, you like go through this app, you purchase classes, you go through this app, you sign up. Not a clue. I mean, I probably would have showed up to the class and had no idea. So some classes even have like wait lists. So it's really important that you go through that. And I'm glad that people that have never done that before have an opportunity to find out, so that they feel even more comfortable knowing that there's a spot for them and they can walk in and be like, I am supposed to be here and this is going to be a good class.
Yeah, I have an example of how this has worked for me and how it hasn't. Katie and I, when we were in California a couple of years ago, we just popped into a SoulCycle class and we actually got in. But I even remember when we walked in, we like had to rush to the counter to like put our names on bikes, and everybody was like trying to get into the class. Like it was a big rush. But I also did it the wrong way when I first went to Orange Theory. I knew that like your first two classes were free, but I really wanted to go and it was like a Saturday night. So I just paid for like a drop-in $25 fee and just showed up the next morning. I put myself in the class, but like their whole channel for new people was like, you contact a person that works there and they've got a sales thing going on. And I just like skipped over all that and just bought a class and went. So, I mean, you definitely can get around some of those things, but the class could easily be full.
With the smaller boutiques, there's definitely pros. Of course, we'll talk about a lot of pros. I think we all have them, but also some cons, right? Because it is different than your big box gym, like your LA Fitness, your YMCA, more of your kind of community-based centers where they're really large, right? They maybe have hundreds or even thousands of members that sign up each year. So I'll kind of start with the pros. You know, I think that it's definitely a experience. You pay for the experience, not just the workout, but there's something about these types of places that you go, and it's an experience. I will never forget our first SoulCycle class because it was unlike anything else I'd ever taken. I've taken millions of spin classes in my life, but this was just on a whole nother level. Just the vibe, the music, the energy, it's something that's even hard to explain.
I completely agree with that comment. You are definitely paying for the atmosphere, the positive experience, and you can walk in and not have to think about what you're doing at all. And sometimes that's all you need, is you just need to go in there and have someone tell you what to do. I love that about attending those kinds of classes. If that is something that you're not looking for that day, then, you know, you can maybe go do something else outside. But kind of just that whole, like, not thinking about it, showing up and just being able to have a good workout and not have to, like, think about it, because the instructor is doing that for you.
Yeah, this is a pro and a con, I think. If you were to go to a big box gym and you were to look at their group fitness schedule, number one, you're paying, you know, a third of the price probably that you're going to be paying at a boutique, or half the price. But if you were to look at the group fitness schedule, you're going to see, you know, mind body classes, cycle classes, cardio and strength, all sorts of classes. And that's a perk. That's an awesome perk. That's a pro for a big box gym, but it's also a con, because then people just don't really know what to go to. A lot of people pick classes based on just time of the day, but there's so much to choose from that sometimes people just, they can't even make a decision, so they don't go at all. So with a boutique, it's like very straightforward. Like Amy said, like you walk in, you get your workout in, and you leave. A con for the boutique is that if you sign up for a cardio and strength type style of class, you are going to be lacking in the stretch mind body field. You're going to have to go get that somewhere else. And, you know, vice versa. If you sign up for a yoga, Pure Barre, possibly studio, then you might, you know, miss running on the treadmill or something. So that's definitely a con with these types of places.
Yeah, I think depending on who you are, you would look at it as a con. I know I personally, maybe it's because I'm almost always in a group class setting, I enjoy just working out, specifically lifting or just kind of doing my own workouts on my own. And if you're paying for a membership for some of these small boutique places, you're going to the classes. It's not just you pick a time and you go in and work out and do your own thing. You definitely have to abide by what the schedule says. So unfortunately, if you got to be at the gym at 5:30 in the morning, but there's not a class till 6 in the morning, well, then you're kind of SOL, and you're either going to be late to work or have to figure something else out.
I think what outweighs that is the accountability factor. So if you're just going to be going to a gym at 6 a.m., because that's going to be perfect for your work schedule, and you're going to get your 45-minute workout in and blah, 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 it's so much more likely that you're going to show up if you have just other people that you, even if you don't know who's going to be in class, the idea of you signing up for a class, you've made up your mind that you're going to go to this class in the morning, that alone is going to hold you so much more accountable than if you were to go on your own. So I think that is what outweighs the inflexibility part of it.
I completely agree. I knew that I wanted to take the morning class when I went to Pure Barre. And over time, you just kind of notice the other people that were also taking that class regularly. And you just kind of get to know each other. And there is a sense of community and the sense of, oh man, like I told people I was going Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and it's Friday. And I really just want to sleep in. But they think that I'm going to be there, and having that accountability of like, I need to get up and go. Like, I want to talk to those people. I want to see what they're doing this weekend. And then also at the end of the day, getting a really good workout in and getting into your car and being like, so glad that I went.
Bouncing off that, the accountability of people were going to know that if she didn't show up to class. So you can definitely probably expect if you become a regular, you know, you purchase a membership, that everyone there will know most of each other's names. It's very much a tight-knit community. But don't let that scare you away as in, oh no, you know, everyone knows each other. Nine times out of 10, they're welcoming you into that. And the instructor, that's part of the reserving and signing up ahead so that the instructor can look and say, oh, we've got a new person, I'm going to make a point to introduce myself and learn their name, which is pretty cool that unfortunately you don't always get in your bigger gyms because the classes are bigger. You're kind of being rushed out by another class and we don't get a roster of who's going to show up. Typically, it's just a drop-in.
Yes, I definitely meant that as like a positive. In boutique fitness, I definitely think you get what you put in. And so whenever I decided I was going to go, I put in a lot and I made those friends because I knew that it was going to help me in the end. So I put in a lot and I'm getting a lot in return.
You know, that's a really good point, because if you were to be going to a big box gym and you were just like really wanted to be a regular there with group fitness, who knows how regular those people are? You don't know, because there isn't a huge investment, and not even financial investment, but you know, for a big gym, there's a lot of other classes on the schedule. There might be multiple locations of that gym that people could go to. So that's so true. Like when you go to a small boutique, you know that those people are a lot more invested, just like you are.
Lauren, you mentioned earlier that you can expect to pay three times the amount of a boutique gym than you would at like a bigger box gym. So what exactly is that price range, at least here in Indiana, or maybe around the other areas that you've heard?
So it's really common that there's some sort of intro deal. I've heard of a first free week. Your first one or two classes could be free. Sometimes if you like just show up there and say like, hey, I wanted to sign up, they'll give you a class for free. Or if you know someone that goes there already, you could contact them to get a class free. But as far as like a monthly, a lot of them are set up as a monthly payment, and they might be a contract, they might not be a contract, but usually it's a monthly payment that comes straight out of your bank account. They love to set those up, right? So they know they're going to get their money, which I understand. Like I would say 150 is the average. And Indy's known to have a cheap cost of living. So I assume that that isn't even on the higher end. I know that one of the studios that I'm familiar with that came straight from Chicago, their unlimited classes was $199 a month.
My sister used to go to a place in Cincinnati, and I know that was about $160 for a month unlimited. But it kind of depended on how many classes she took, whether it was unlimited. Typically, you get more bang for your buck if you do an unlimited pass versus session by session. I think individual classes, again, depending on the place, anywhere from, I don't know, 20 to 30 is what I've seen.
I like it when they offer the unlimited pass, of course, but also when they give you the opportunity to buy classes as well, because I feel like I need to go a couple times before I think, okay, this is something I'm going to be totally invested in. So maybe purchasing a small package of, you know, 5-10 classes and kind of committing to doing that, and then you'll have a very good idea of if this is something that you're going to be okay investing your time and your money into. Katie, a little while back in our conversation, you had talked about SoulCycle and Cycle Bar. I love the stationary bike when I go to the gym, so I've always been interested in trying out that exercise. Could you tell me and your guys' listeners who have never been to that class either what to expect in that class and, you know, maybe just a little bit about what they do?
So I've actually been to a couple different boutique cycling studios, SoulCycle being one of them, Cycle Bar, Star Cycle in Oregon, and Define, which is in Cincinnati, but they have them all a little over the country. And each studio has their own flair on cycling, but you can definitely expect, it sounds kind of funny, but music with like cuss words. Like there's really no filter, which makes it awesome. I don't know. I have something about some rap music that you just get into it. But in these types of classes, you cannot be offended. You can't go in there and be offended by what the instructor says or what music they play, because that's part of the experience. You can't do that at your YMCA where it's Christian-based. So if that's something you're looking for, it definitely adds another level to your workout. Some of them will incorporate like music videos on the screen, which is pretty unique, but not what you think of just, oh, they're going to press play and go everything very much flows together. And it's just amazing when you take the class, it's like seamless. You can tell that the instructor put a lot of time and effort, but at the same time, it seemed effortless. Also the shoes. So if you've never done cycling, there are special shoes that you wear that kind of clip in. Most of these places will provide them. If not, you know, rent them for pretty cheap. One last thing that is also unique about some of these spin classes is that they almost do like choreography on the bike. So I think my first experience with SoulCycle, I thought like, this is totally unsafe, but it's amazing. And I don't even care because you're doing things like tapping back. And so for the average person who doesn't, you know, have that body awareness, it can be a nightmare, but it's so freaking fun that I don't know, to me, this is probably unprofessional to say, but for me, that pro outweighs the con as long as I don't get hurt.
You described it exactly as I thought it would be in my head when you see, like, I saw this thing on Facebook where, you know, this guy was teaching the class and everyone was like perfectly in sync and they're going up and they're going down and he's like dancing like on the side of the bike. And when I think of those kinds of classes, I think of that and how like they're all like completely in sync and like you just want to dive in and just be like right in the middle, like in the front row, like cheering them on. Absolutely.
I know what video you're talking about, and they're definitely like the experts. That's what you think you look like when you're doing it. And the reality is you're probably like all over the place, but they have the lights like black and you can't even see, so it's fine.
You can hardly imagine what the experience is like without going, but like, especially with a cycle, I think it's like you're at a club because the music is so loud, the beat is so strong, the lights are really low because with cycle, you're not moving around, you're just sitting on your bike. So it's, you know, they can put the lights even lower than if you were, you know, to have weights around. So I think that makes it just so fun. So Amy, I know that you love Pure Barre, and I've been to one Pure Barre class. So tell us about your experience with Pure Barre and what you think of it. And for any of our listeners that don't know what Pure Barre is or are thinking about going to a class, tell them what they can expect.
Absolutely. I kind of got introduced to Pure Barre at a time in my life where I needed a class like that. Right before I got married, I was doing cardio and lifting weights and like really trying to lose weight. And about a year after I got married, I was working out and I tore my ACL. So during trying to like heal and get that mobility back, I was kind of introduced to Pure Barre. And it just happened to be exactly what I needed. It gave me the strength that I was looking for and it worked out the muscles that I needed to like recover really well. It gave me amazing flexibility. So it's what I needed right then and there. And I think that is one thing that you also need to think about those boutiques is it exactly what you're looking for in the phase of your life that you really want? One of the things that I first was drawn to it was that it's continuous movements, but with a little bit of a lighter weight. So it's high intensity, but a lot lower of an impact. So there is a barre in the studios, but it's definitely not like dancing or like ballet by any means. You do a lot of things on like the balls of your feet, but it's a lot of, you know, going up and down, facing the barre, like going into like, you know, a seated position and doing different kinds of things in a seated position. I definitely get my heart rate up. Lauren knows this, but I wear like a heart rate strap every time I work out. The seeing that number on my watch and knowing that like my heart rate's at like 130, okay, I'm clearly not trying that hard. If my heart rate's like at 150, that's really good. Especially if I'm doing cardio, I can get it up to like 160 and that really motivates me. And I can get my heart rate up there when I'm doing Pure Barre. But then there's the time where it can come back down, like when we're doing like a core, which I never used to work out my core. And that's one of the things that I like about going to fitness classes is that you get a very good total body workout. I would never go lay on the ground in a big gym and try to do abs because I would end up like laying on the ground. And oh, I'm totally working on my abs. I like sit up to look at my phone, then I lay back down, I sit up to like get a drink. So being, I don't want to say force is the right word, but like being put into a class and being like, these are the different ab workouts we're going to do. I really needed better core muscles and I'm still working on them. Even though I've been doing Pure Barre since January, I know I've gotten better, but oh my gosh, I'm so not anywhere that I would like to be. So going in there, knowing that I'm going to be doing a workout that I've seen before and that I'm getting better at each time. And again, I can't stress enough that it's what I needed during this time of my life.
Right. Maybe you just finished training for a marathon and your body is just beat. maybe it's not the right time for you to jump into something like the Orange Theory Fitness or some of that high impact, high intensity. Maybe this is a season, a month or two, where you commit to doing yoga or something like the bar that is lower impact on your joints, or vice versa. Maybe you've been doing a lot of yoga and you need more strength, more core muscles, like Amy said, then picking something that focuses on that.
So Amy, I have two questions for you about Pure Barre. First, you just said that it might be a workout that you've seen before. So I don't, maybe you meant exercise, but how are the workouts designed? Like, do they repeat workouts, or does it seem like it's new every single time you go in there?
The structure of the workout is the same each class. You do a warm up, then you do a weight section, then you go to the bar to do 3 thigh workouts, then you do a stretch, and then you go up to the bar to do a seated workout, then you do a smaller stretch, and then you do an ab section, and then you do more like a cool down. So each instructor will create the workout for that day. So some things over the course of 2 weeks might get repeated, or you might do something, if you go very often, you might get something on a Monday and then the exercise on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, because you do 3 thigh and then 2 seat. But generally, I'm seeing a lot of different workouts. But if you are someone that's going constantly, you're eventually going to repeat those. And to me, that's almost a good thing, because it's like, oh, I know this one. I don't have to stare at the person, or I like this one, or oh, I hate this one. Like, this one makes my legs shake tremendously. And it's nice to kind of know what the format is and the structure. Personally, for me, I know, like, okay, after this workout, it's only 20 more minutes. Like, oh my gosh, we're halfway through. So I like to count down sometimes.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
It's like those funny memes that people see when you're doing cardio. Oh, I only have 20 minutes left. That's only 2 10 minutes. That's only 4 5-minute stretches. Like, psh, I totally got this.
I literally said that in my class this morning. If you've ever done TRX, it's hell. They're super hard. If you think a plank is hard, elevate your feet on these little tiny straps and try to keep your balance. And so anyways, yeah, they were doing planks and knee tucks and pike ups, which are super challenging, even for someone who's active. And I said, 20 more seconds. That's just 10 seconds 2 times. I totally thought of that meme, and I think no one else got it. They were like, okay, you can add. Cool.
Amy, my second question was, do you think Pure Barre would be a good choice for someone that was just starting out exercising? Or do you think that might be like a misconception?
I definitely would not say that it's easy. As I had kind of said, I had done cardio. I really like the stationary bike, even though I've never done a cycling class. And I would lift weights, and I could lift a 15-pound weight when I was doing like a bicep curl, but I'm holding a 5-pound weight and I'm doing the exact same movement for 30 seconds and my arms are just like killing me. And in my head, I'm thinking, I totally thought I was stronger than this. And it's just different. So I think that it is a good place if someone wanted to start, because it is lower impact. It's not necessarily going to hurt your joints if you're trying to take a little bit of weight off and then want to do something a little more intense. I would definitely suggest it for someone who wants to start off. But then if someone just wants to kind of switch something up, it's challenging in a whole different way. And people see results that way because it's very different than anything they've done in the past.
I think it goes back to the intensity and the experience. To my experience, all these different places have been high intensity, part of because of the energy and the atmosphere is just so much higher that you're forced to work harder. Part of this, I don't know, I just can't even explain it. Just you have to go try some of these places and you'll either get it or you won't. But I think for the most part, you feel the different energy, which causes you to work harder regardless of the workout. It's going to be something different, totally different from what you typically do.
I completely agree with that. I knew that it was going to be something different, but walking in, I think I was trying to tell myself, like, this is going to be fine. Like, you used to do squats, you know, with a barbell or whatever, but it's just so much of a different motion, and they're focusing on like one certain muscle in every single exercise that they do. And by like the first 30 seconds, like, it's just fatigued and you still have, you know, 2 minutes to do, and then you go on to something else, and it's definitely hard. And that's what I love about taking different classes at different studios or in big studios, is that I think it's okay to do lots of different things and trying different things. And as a client, I think that is something that people should take advantage of, is knowing that there's lots of different things out there. And I think that if you're interested in trying something, you should definitely try it. I absolutely want to take a cycle class now after hearing Katie talk about it and knowing that I should just do it. And if I'm really bad at it, everyone's a beginner. Everyone had their first class someday, just like when I was at Pure Barre. I'm a lot better now. So I would advise anyone that's thinking about doing it, just go do it.
I know Pure Barre specifically has just Pure Barre, right? So if you go to class, you're going to Pure Barre class. It's not strength one day, toning another day. It's the same class, but the workouts itself will be different. The studio that I just recently started teaching at, the first time I went there just to test it out, I thought I was fit and I about died, but in the best way. Part of it was because the energy of the class, everyone was, they felt like athletes in there. Like everyone was just pushing it to the next level. And I thought, oh my gosh, I need to be a part of this. But that the studio where I work at is called Fit Flex Fly. We have a variety of classes from cycling, you know, cycle strength. There's HIIT classes. So we have a lot of the same equipment that we use, and each class will have kind of a similar format, but we do have more variety, but less variety than you would at like your YMCA. Lauren, I know you tried Orange Theory. Can you give us some insight to that? Because we've heard the mind body or bar type classes, but what about some of these other ones that have treadmills or kind of have more of that high intensity? What are those about?
Yeah, I did Orange Theory for, I think, about 6 months. And it is partly, they have a rower. They also have treadmills and they have a weight floor. So you do about 15 minutes on the rower, 15 minutes on the treadmill, and 15 minutes on the weight floor. Sometimes you don't do the rower at all. But on the treadmill, you do interval running. So you're either walking or running, but either way, you're increasing and decreasing your incline, and you're increasing and decreasing your speed. And man, interval running is, or walking, will kick your butt. Like, it's awesome. And it's definitely, even though I like running long distances, interval running is so fun. Like, it makes running actually fun. And if you can only run like a mile, you can still do interval running. I even did Orange Theory when I was pregnant, and I didn't run when I was pregnant. That was just a choice. I just didn't feel right to me. And so I did walking. I was still able to get my heart rate up. That's the other thing about Orange Theory, is that you wear a heart rate monitor and your heart rate is shown on a big board. And their whole theory is that they want you to stay in the orange zone, which is a percentage of your max heart rate. So if you like kind of like the science behind exercise, I think you'd be drawn to this type of class. And if you're a competitive, definitely, because the more minutes you stay in this heart rate zone that they want you to be in, which is like the fat burning zone, the more points you get. And it's funny because it's like all kind of arbitrary to me. Like, I could kind of care less, but I know, like, for maybe more of like a competitive mindset, you're like, you're just trying to get like as many points as possible and you're trying to push yourself harder.
I have one question for you, Lauren, about the heart rate. I know I'd kind of mentioned that that was a huge motivator for me, and you had said kind of like your max heart rate. So I don't really know where my max heart rate would be. I always try to, the higher the heart rate, the better that it is. And I know that you two are the best people to ask that to. So am I right in thinking that the higher my heart rate should go, the better it is? Like, what would that max heart rate be?
Well, number one, at Orange Theory, they're going to figure this out for you. So you don't have to like remember numbers, but your max heart rate is 220 minus your age. And, you know, your high, high intensity area is going to be about 90% of that.
So to give a quick example, I'm 25 now, I think. So 220 minus 25 would put me at 195. Now, that doesn't mean I want to get to 195. If I was at 195, I'd probably be dead. So you work off percentages of that.
Yeah, like just an example would be like 80% would be you're pushing it. If you're working at 80% of your max heart rate, think of that as like something that you could maintain for seconds. I mean, I don't even think I've ever been to my 100%, like Katie said, but I know that when I've sprinted on a treadmill, I've gotten up to 90%. So maybe if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. And maybe that's why I'm not getting into the shape that I'm trying to get into, is because I'm not getting to my heart rate. Try one of these classes out because you could really like it. We've talked about the treadmill at Orange Theory. You then move on to the weight floor, and they have a TRX, they have a Bosu, they have heavy weights, kettlebells. So they have really good equipment. Like, I love their equipment. I would say my biggest con for the one I was going to was that the trainers did not correct form. And holy cow, that hurt my soul. And I was about to have a baby and I didn't end up going back after that. But there are a lot of pros and there were a lot of reasons that I liked it.
All this different equipment almost makes me kind of think of CrossFit. We should totally do an episode on CrossFit. And side note, Laura and I go back and forth on this podcast because it's similar to ours, but much longer. We try to get to the point and on. But Girls Gone WOD, I don't even really do CrossFit regularly, but this is a podcast like specifically for CrossFitters. I don't know why, I just find it super interesting. So we should definitely do a podcast on that.
Yeah, I would have a ton to say about CrossFit, and there's not even enough time to get into it now because it is like its own complete different world, which our listeners should tell us if they want to know about CrossFit. Let us know and we will definitely do an episode on that. The last thing.
There's one listener here and I would love to know more about CrossFit.
Just send us an email so like it's in writing. Totally. So one last thing that I wanted to point out before we wrapped it up was we've talked about like how great all of these boutiques are, and you might want to like try them out and you might not want to commit to just doing Cycle or just doing Pure Barre or just doing something like Orange Theory. There are apps or services out there. I know two of them. One of them is called Open Gym. The other one's called ClassPass, where you pay a monthly fee and it's actually lower than that $150. And you can pop into different classes throughout your city in these boutiques. Now, normally it's the classes that aren't getting as high of numbers. So your schedule has to be more flexible, I think, although I haven't actually done this, but it's definitely a great way to try all of these different boutiques.
Yeah, my friend Mallory does ClassPass in Chicago. In Chicago, bigger box gyms are very few and far between. So she loves doing ClassPass because she is a person who doesn't necessarily love working out. But I definitely can tell that by doing this app and being able to try different things, she's finally finding workouts that she enjoys and she actually looks forward to, which is what fitness should be. It shouldn't be a chore, but it should be something fun and experience that you enjoy. Thanks, guys, for listening to today's episode. As always, we would love to hear from you, so be sure to subscribe to get the latest episodes. Leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, and find us on social media at Fit Friends Happy Hour, both on Facebook and Instagram. Let us know if you try any different boutique gyms, and let us know what you think. Maybe you found a new one in your area, and we would love to share that with others. And also, huge thanks to Amy for bringing in an awesome voice to today's episode. We really appreciated having another opinion. And if you guys know someone, or maybe you have a cool story that you want to share with us, we would love to have you featured as a guest on a future episode. Just send us an email. You know how to find us. All right, that's it. Have an awesome week. Bye.